Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the story of the Impossible Burger. Back on that in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or indeal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Oklahoma Cattlemen Association Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey offered testimony during a special legislative interim study meeting on the labeling of beef. He was talking about OCA's efforts to build a branded beef program in the state. He was asked by one lawmaker about fake meat, and he responded with a story about the Impossible Burger from Burger King. But he started, first of all, with the conversation that he had had with Lopez Foods, who makes hamburger patties for McDonald's in Oklahoma and surrounding states.
Boy, that's a big topic within our industry right now, is the Impossible Burger from, I'll just pick on Burger King for a moment. By the way, if you eat a hamburger, and if you didn't know this, you need to know this. If you eat a hamburger in McDonald's, it was processed right here in Oklahoma. If you eat a hamburger in a McDonald's in an eight-state area within Oklahoma, you eat a hamburger that was processed in Oklahoma. Not necessarily raised, certainly not packed, but processed in Oklahoma. There's an entity right outside west of here called Lopez Foods that does a marvelous job. We've actually been in communication with them on our product. We ask them, tell us about these plant-based products. Do we need to worry about that as an industry? Are they going to market share in on us? What do we need to do? Their answer was extremely interesting. Based upon they don't see, at least from a McDonald's standpoint, and McDonald's hasn't introduced a plant-based burger at this point in time. The Whopper, the Impossible Whopper is interesting. I'm going to tell you right now, I've not had one. I don't plan on having one, to just be up front. There is a little piece of me, though, that in total honesty would like to try one just to say, I wonder what this thing tastes like. But I just can't do it. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. Burger King has fed us some interesting data because one of our questions to them is, why are you doing this? You're known for your flame-broiled hamburgers. Why are you doing this? And so they've reported back to us, and I'll just share the information they share. The sales of their Impossible Whoppers going up, and we would expect that. You've introduced a new product. There's a lot of sizzle, no pun intended, over it, and so sales will go up a little bit. But they've also reported that their beef sales has gone up at the same time. Not at the same level, but up. Okay, why is that? So four or five people get together, say, hey, let's go grab some lunch. We're in a hurry. Burger King's right down the road. One of them says, I can't do that. I'm a vegetarian. And so then they go somewhere else. All five of them go somewhere else. Now, all five of them can go to Burger King, and they can all eat a hamburger. The four eat a beef-based burger. The other one eats a plant-based burger. Nobody sticks out. Nobody feels embarrassed, etc. That's what Burger King's telling us. All I know is their beef sales are going up, and I am really happy about that. So is the Impossible Whopper a threat? You bet it is. But I think what we need to do is work on making sure the consumer understands the quality, the consistency, and the value of our product. Let's advertise to the consumer who we are, and that is we're the best. You want the best, come get some beef.
The cattle industry's Michael Kelsey. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.